Gonna grant out Masech B'Sachim Daf Nun. Begin with Beis. Begin with Tezim Asla. Begin with the Gemara. Heisa Malacha B'Matzah Shabbos. If someone does Malacha on Matzah Shabbos, so we learned that he's not going to see a Siman Bracha from that work. Chayes explains what's the parameters of this category. Shaim Rida Re says the Isa B'Yisham Yehachad. Yisham explains like this: Hani Nashu Didn't Higi Dalel Mevad Avid Debabuk Shabbat. The women that their custom is not to do any work on Matzah Shabbos. Lav Min Hagad. That's not a custom. Ah, the Tespani Sijumin Haga, unless it's just until when they finish the order, Pirish, Sheyash Matfila, when they finish the order of davening, meaning when the shul finishes davening Mayrav, that's Minikasha, that's an appropriate custom. And that's what we're talking about here also in the Gemara says Taisis. That this we said we do Malacha Matshavin Akzib Simabracha, that's only up until when they didn't yet finish davening the Mayrav on Matshavis. The next says the master begins with the Gemara Bekam Ba'isim Shalalish Ma. Here we're talking about where they did it, not for its own sake. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Chaz explains that there's two types of people who learn Torah Shalalish Ma. Because our Gemara is saying that a person should always toil in Torah, even not for its sake, and he's going to get reward, as it says Ad Shemaim Chazdecha. So that's the Taisa Tame. It's a wonder because the Rav, what the Gemara says, the Rav Gufi Amar Perek Beis the Brach. It says Nabi Yizayim and Aleph Kalaisu B'Torah Shalalish Ma. Whoever toils in Torah not for its sake. A rather faltery motive, neichleishle never. It's better that he shouldn't have been created. So is it a good thing or a bad thing? So Vaimri he says, no. The Hasamayr there's Toma Kugunja limit that he's learning Torah. The Lisyar to become arrogant, will counter and to provoke, will kapeches chaver balocha and to cut down his friend with halachic words. Vein limit am naslas. He's not even learning to act on it and to do it. So that's better that he wasn't born. Here with Toma Dumi Dahidalel. Toma was similar to what the Gemara had previously said. Yeshafa Vanisker. You could have people that are they're indolent, they're lazy, but they're still rewarded. Delay Ovid Kula Shabbat. The person doesn't work all week. Vele B'Mal Shabbat. And it doesn't work either on the Erev Shabbos. Shemus Kam L'Shomra. The person not intending any evil. Lam Teichatzra. The person lazy. Falachi. Even so, since they're not doing work on Erev Shabbos, which is not appropriate, God L'Shemayim Chazdi. You see that still up until the heaven is Hashem's kindness. So you see that that's what we mean. The person should tell him Ter Shalal L'Shema, meaning not for any bad motives, but ulterior motives, meaning, but not for the sake of heaven. Tinnik says the master begin with the Gemara Maskulta, which we said that if someone's waiting for the income of his wife, he doesn't see Siman Bracha. The Gemara explains where his wife does work with Maskulta. Tinnik, what is this Maskulta, and why doesn't he see Siman Bracha? So Tinnik explains, not like Rashi, that's mitvah. It's regarding the word of like taiva, of we're talking about where the wife, she does stitching with threads, and she makes cloth. Lakachkar is maskolta. Then now, why is it called maskolta? Which from the word of mishkal, lafisha niskeres l'shir mishkal mitzvah, because that's the payment. She, her wages are according to the weight of how much that she sews. Kedamik subas, like we learn in Mishnah, like subas of samach daman beis that says kami yaisaloi. How much is the wife's obligation to do work for in her household, which talks about how much wool she has to sew? Is mishkal heislam? Is the weight of five slums? So you see that the way the wages were with weight, and that's why it's called maskolta. Now, so Pirush Racha and Bin Chanel explains, so why is this considered not an appropriate thing for the wife's income? She mispas al kach because she becomes degraded. Why? She megalas reiseh b'shas tefiyah because her arms become uncovered when she's stitching, and therefore it's degrading, and therefore her husband should not wait for his wife to do that type of an income. Tzinnik days, the master begins with the Gemara, umagalibah. Those who bring up the small livestock, they're not going to see a siman bracha. So the reason why is because it's visible for everyone. Now it says today's because the time is difficult to time dumb because the gemara is in the chumah pedam the to show sasha if someone wants to become wealthy ask the bay medaka that his business should be small lifestyle. And also Bamanamik says that's why it's called in the Torah ashtarais shema ashtaris belein. It makes its own as wealthy. So a person not see some bracha with small livestock or actually makes him wealthy. So it's Tosef. What you could say is the Hasam Charoshim. There is Toma where the animals graze in the forest where no one sees them, so you don't have the Ayin Hara. Here is Toma where it's in a settled place, and therefore you don't see Siman Bracha. Ketanik says Masda begin with the Gemara Kaisvi Svarim. Those who write Svarim, Tosef explains which ones do become wealthy. Because our Gemara said they're not write Siman Bracha. Andrik and Asagdela fasted that they should. Aimer read Bishim Riva says the Dafka Kaisim Kedelimka. That's only for those who write the Svarim to sell them. Alein Bikshu was on them that the Antrik Nezegadela had made a request that because those types of people that they always have people who buy from them and they wanted them that they shouldn't become wealthy because then they're going to stop writing. And how do we know it's regarding those who sell? Because we said Hein B'Tagarim, them and the merchants, they don't see Siman Bracha because we don't want them to become too wealthy. Those who just hired themselves out to employers and they don't they're not selling lay bikshu on them. Chazal didn't make a request. Shalhoi mekapchim parnasas, and they weren't didn't want to take away their parnasa. Shalimatzu kolkach l'staka, they shouldn't make so much money because that's not that wasn't the purpose at all. It was because we want people to be able to sell to people that they should have for them. That's who they said they shouldn't become wealthy, but not those who write for others. The next test master begins with the Gemara. Dilma asi la afrushim in apata alchiv. It might come to a situation where they're going to separate the maestras, the truma, from that which is exempt on that which is obligated, which is not about truma. It's going to be a problem about tevel. Chais explains, but why didn't you have the problem about taking truma from one species on the other? Because the Gemara said you're not allowed to be stringent, so to speak, and separate challah from rice, because they might make a mistake and think that rice is obligated, and they're going to come to separate from that on the dough that's from one of the five types of grains, and you're being mafresh from that which is pot and that which is chayiv. But that says, Tais, from time to time, take a second look. It says, wait a second, how could they even come to make such a mistake? Typically, what do you mean? Sufficient, the mafresh, min al shein, min al. Everyone knows they now separate from one species on the other, and forget about being on pot and chayiv. It's on one type, which is rice on one of the five grains. And that says, what you could say is, the bebal ikalamiti. The mistake could be in a case where the different flours are mixed together. With the less b'mishum min al shein min, there you actually halachically don't have a problem when it's one species and the other. The parashim perikol shalik, we explained already in the flama hey omet aleph. With there you actually allowed to take from one part of the dough to the other, even the different types. And therefore the concern is, if you have a dough that the majority is rice in one place, and you can separate from one side, on the other side, which the majority is grain, which has to be separating from that of patra on the chayiv, that's what we're saying, therefore you all separate challah from rice, where again, there wouldn't be a problem, but you're going to have like the Gemara says, min ha-patra al-chayiv.